Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What is something that your significant other, current or ex, spends a whole bunch of money on and you just cannot understand it for the life of you? Text it over to us at 73100. John said, cigarettes for my other half. For me, D&D miniatures and terrain drives her crazy.
Oh, yeah, like Dungeons and Dragons miniatures, like the little figurines.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to look into a world of just throwing money into a pit, that is a hobby that...
That's expensive?
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. That's like, you might as well... You could buy a house.
Really?
This was pretty great. Cheese. My boyfriend spends so much money on cheese. We have about 30 different types of cheeses in our fridge right now.
I would love.
That sounds fantastic.
It does.
I would love to see what that fridge looks like. Do you think that they're all like nicely labeled and?
They have.
I would hope so.
If you're going to spend that much money on cheese, you can't.
You have to be organized.
Yeah,
with your cheese.
Yeah, it has to be a well organized cheese.
Could you name 30 cheeses if your life depended on it?
No, I could name like 7. Cheddar, Swiss, mozzarella.
Uh-huh.
You got 3.
It's a bold claim at 7, my friend.
I know. Should've
Brie.
Okay. Should've shot for 5.
Oh, boy. I'm out.
Asiago?
I didn't even think
Parmesan?
About Asiago.
Parmesan, yeah.
Yeah, Parmesan, yeah.
That really musty cheese.
Blue cheese?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ranch?
Goat cheese? Does goat cheese count as a form of cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
all right. Yeah. Okay.
What's the stuff that you have with... Like Italian, like at the beginning with the tomatoes, what's the specific type of cheese that you use for that?
Not feta, right?
Is that mozzarella?
No.
It can be
mozzarella, I guess.
There's feta.
No. Feta's, I know what you're talking about. I don't think it's mozzarella.
It can be like mozzarella balls.
It's like a big, thick, and then they put like a tomato on it?
Yeah, yeah.
Why put a tomato on there?
Douglas on Facebook, at Dave Mahoney, said, my wife buys pieces of furniture to paint and resell. I must have over 20 pieces that need painting or selling right now.
I was going to say, you get money back because you're selling them, but then like all the paint and...
It starts to add up.
Yeah. Krista said, Legos. My grown-ass man of a boyfriend collects Legos. He will drop a few $100 on a collector's edition set without even blinking.
Oh, yeah. Another hobby that, like, if you walk into a Target... And you look at, like, the Lego collection. Like, if you were going to rob a Target of the most expensive stuff, just go for the Legos. Go to the Lego section.
Forget the safe. Just go straight to the Legos.
Yep.
Can you imagine how infuriating it is if you're already annoyed by that person's Lego collection, and then you step on one?
It's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Because I'm afraid he's going to delete it, I want to get this out right now. Chris on Twitter, at Dave Mahoney, said... My wife spends money that I can't understand on vitamins, supplements, and weight loss pills. My wife has tried them all looking for that magic weight loss pill, spent thousands of dollars over the years, still fat.
Oh, you ballsy, man.
My wife's probably not on Twitter.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Sorry if you heard that.
Yeah.
Brent also on Twitter said essential oils.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some people get into those, and there's an oil for everything.
Yeah.
Then your friends from high school are hitting you up. Hey, man, haven't talked to you in a long time.
Would you like the bathroom?
But have you heard about these new amazing oils? They'll do everything.
No.
It's so good.
Danielle joining us this morning. What's up, Danielle?
Hi. So my husband spends so much money on car audio equipment.
Hell, yeah.
He doesn't even work in the car audio equipment career. But he spends money on it.
Oh, you're so mad.
Tell us about the car audio equipment does he have. Does he have, like, big-ass subs in your car?
I had a minivan with 5 children, and I had the only minivan that had car audio equipment in it to the point where I could blow out the elementary school.
And tell me that wasn't awesome.
That was great. I was a cool mom.
Hell yeah, you were.
Oh,
but
man.
Still.
Pull up rocking that Outcast from 2001.
Yeah.
Heck yes.
I love that so much.
Yeah. how much do you think total tab he has spent on car audio equipment?
Total?
Yep.
Oh. Like in a year?
No, total.
Lifetime.
Like, lifetime.
Oh, it's had to have been upwards of like 20, 30 grand.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
This guy rules.
Oh, my God.
The only reason I think I sort of am okay with it is because he makes upwards of 100 grand a year, but it's still not okay.
I mean, that's still a lot of coin if you're yeah. dropping,
I mean, but
you know.
Man, sometimes you just got to feel the music, Dave. You just got to feel the music.
Not when you have a newborn.
I mean.
Thanks for the call, Daniel. Appreciate you.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love, like I got subs in my car, and I will say it makes a difference.
Yeah.
It does make a difference.
My significant other gives money to her deadbeat sister.
Oh.
So her sister, a total loser, doesn't ever work, and sure enough, every month she comes around asking for money, and my significant other hooks her up.
There is nothing worse than like a family member giving money to another lazier, crappier family member that will just drive you nuts.
Yeah, like, you're like, what are you doing? Like, that was supposed to be money that we were going to use on our productive lives.
Like they're getting all of this money for doing nothing.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, those of us who are doing the right thing, I got a job. I get nothing. Really?
Paula said tools. He's got a garage full of tools. And yet I have yet to see anything made with those tools. How many hammers does one person need? In all caps.
Well, you got to have the rubber mallet.
Yeah.
Then you've got like one of those big gauge hammers.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then you got your hammer pants.
Uh-huh. Then you got your MC hammer.
Yeah, you got your
you
MC.
Can't touch this.
Uh-huh. That's right. You can't.
So stupid.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What is something that your significant other spends a whole bunch of money on that you just cannot understand? This one got texted over. My wife excessively buys anything from the dollar store or Goodwill because it was a, quote, good deal. My wife, she constantly buys herself clothes and then simultaneously tells me I have nothing to wear. How is that possible?
I'm just like your wife.
You just bought a whole bunch of clothes. And also, we did not save money because you bought something ever. That's not how it works. No, it was on sale, though. It doesn't matter. That's not how it works. You don't save money by spending money.
It was on sale, though.
But you see, Dave, it was on sale.
You didn't need it, though, you see?
I just did the Marie Kondo stuff to my my closet and my dresser and all that
stuff.
What
is a Marie Kondo?
Is that organizing?
Sparking joy. Hello, guys. Where have you been the last 2 months?
This is on Pinterest.
What are you talking about?
Tidying up, guys. Come on. Get with it.
What?
Talk to your wife.
Yes.
No, she doesn't watch that crap either.
Oh, I'm going to send it to her.
I blocked it.
Mahoney, did your fiance get you into that?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, my girlfriend got me into it.
When I say
well.
I did it, I mean, she did the vast. She did the vast majority.
Like, yeah.
But when you pull out all of your clothes that you have and you see and you organize it and you see just how much like crap you don't wear on a regular basis. I'm like, I looked at my stuff. I'm like, I don't ever need to buy another article of clothing for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I wear like 6 things. Everything else just total waste of space.
I know.
Also, after I was trying to, you know, have you seen the pictures on Instagram, Dave, of the Marie Kondo stuff, like where the folded T-shirts that they stack?
I saw you do that, and I didn't understand why.
Yeah, that's you know, it's because you can see all the logos. You can see all of your clothes. So
you know what to wear, pick out, right?
Because if something's on the bottom of a shelf, you won't know to grab it.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I pulled it out to take pictures and, like, brag about it, and then my dresser fell over onto me. Because I pulled all the drawers out, and it was so front heavy. That thing fell on me, and it had a TV on top. And
Oh my God.
I scratched the top of the dresser, man.
Screw you.
I was like, that's what I get for trying to steal the glory that my fiance did all this work.
This one just got texted over as well. My wife buys makeup almost weekly. Sylvia, how often do you buy makeup?
Oh, I bought makeup Sunday.
Okay.
That's all you spend your money on, right?
And gym clothes.
But then she tells me that we don't have money for beer. And I ask why she needs so much makeup. And she says to look pretty for me. I tell her that's why I need the beer.
Savage.
This one on
this
one on Facebook from Taylor hits home. Postmates won't go pick up food anymore and rather pay twice the price to have it delivered.
You're just so comfortable already. You don't want to have to go get in the cold car and drive.
And
you know, it's just so much easier.
And if I use Postmates way more than I should. And if I'm being honest, it's never nearly as good as like going to either get it yourself or just going to eat there, because it's like it steams in the boxes, and so it's either this like lukewarm or it's like overly soggy.
Mm-hmm.
It just never turns out right, and you're paying literally twice the price for it.
But you didn't get out of your house.
Nah, I didn't have to put on pants. So
Chris said wine, lots of expensive expensive wine. For me, I think I'm lucky that my wine palate is not very refined. Like, mm-hmm. there can be a $6 bottle of wine and a $200 bottle of wine, and I can't really tell. I know if I like it or not.
Sure.
But I, like, as far as, like, all the notes, and, like, after going to Napa this past weekend, they're all like, you know, you got to smell it this certain way. And
seems like a lot of work. Can I just shove it down my gullet?
Yeah, I'm just here to get drunk, man.
Yeah, man. Like, I'm not. Let's, like, why is there so much pomp and circumstance around getting drunk? Let's just do
this. So you don't feel so bad about getting drunk. You're like,
you spend three times the amount that you normally would.
Yeah. Arnold said bags and purses. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. It's something like, I mean, if it's constant, but like if you're buying like a new bag once or twice a year, you know, that's something that they use all of the time.
Yeah.
I guess.
If that's your like one luxury that you're spending on, I'm not mad at that.
My friend texted this to me. My alcoholic ex spent too much of what little money he had on cheap rum and Mountain Dew.
Ugh.
No bank account. Always afford alcohol.
That sounds
cheap rum and Mountain
who
Dew.
Who doesn't have a bank account?
You classy son of a gun.
I mean, I didn't like when I was younger. I didn't have a bank account.
No, yeah. He's a lot older.
He's got really bad credit then.
My significant other spends money on herself. Not sure why it's important. I don't feel the need to spend money on her. Lots of chivalrous guys checking in today.
Isaac on Facebook said, eyelash extensions. Her eyelashes are perfectly fine. Makes no sense.
Andrea has probably the strangest one of them all, cacti. He's in a cactus group. He goes hard, and they can get pretty expensive. He has hundreds of cactuses. I don't get it.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.